given us Jesus. Romans 8:32. Romans 8:32. This is one of our great scriptures. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up. In other words, he gave him up for us all. How shall he not with him, with Jesus, also what? Freely what? Does Jesus give with strings attached? No, Jesus freely gives. They say that's how you know when you're a true giver. When you freely give. And you don't expect nothing in return from the seed that you sowed into. Hallelujah. See, because you liberate yourself. You free yourself from the accolades and from the applause of men. I'm free myself. I gave because that's who I am. I'm love. I'm a giver. And the same God, and we talked about this last Sunday, get the CD. The same God that loved us was motivated to give unto us. And when God gave to us, he gave us not only his best, but his only. He gave us his all. The one who owes us nothing has chosen to bless us with everything. Did you get that? The one who owes us nothing has chosen to bless us with everything. He's given us his son, Jesus Christ. So when we say thank you, we're saying thank you for what he's done. And when we say thank you for what he's done, that releases what's coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm sick. Thank you, Lord, I'm alive.
This concludes our message for today. Thank you for supporting John Barton Ministries, where we are committed to changing lives and changing futures. You can secure a copy of today's message in its entirety on CD by calling 1-888-727-8900. Order today and watch the Word of God change your life. If you're ever in the Lafayette area, we invite you to join us for a life-changing experience at New Kingdom Ministries International, the place where new life begins. Services are currently held at the Holiday Inn Holodome on 2032 Northeast Evangeline Thruway in Lafayette, Louisiana. Service times are every Sunday morning at 9 and every Tuesday evening at 7. For more information on upcoming events, to sow a financial seed, or if you would like to partner with Dr. John Barton, call us today at 1-888-727-8900 or visit our website at johnbartonministries.org. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you can leave your history, you can live your destiny. Now,
there's a war going on. The world as we know it is in chaos. Earthquakes in diverse places. Savage storms ripping through the coastlands. Nations heading into war. Political corruption before our very eyes. Broken marriages and relationships. Economic crisis. Shattered dreams. And turmoil like we've never seen. And yet, despite all of this terrible chaos happening throughout the world today, the greatest battle you will ever face is The Battle Within. A new book by Dr. John Barton. Order your copy today by visiting johnbartonministries.org.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I talked last week about a letter I received from a young man, and that letter was a great inspiration to me. And I was about to decide, I was stuck between the decision whether I should drop the program or keep on going with the program. It's, like I say, I do my own sponsoring, and I have the girl to ask for sponsors. I'm not asking for donations, but I will accept donations. What I'm saying is not that I'm gonna go off the air. I'm still gonna stay on the air as long as I can. But it's getting kind of heavy for me. But anyway, I didn't come to talk about that today. I came to talk about the deceptions of Satan. And one of the deceptions I see a lot in the church is the saying, praising God. They call praising God as just saying praise the Lord. That is not praising God. That, you know, how would you think if someone came to you and said, I praise you. Praise me for what? What are you praising me for? I mean, to praise God is to let people know things that God has done for you, and praise God for the things He has done for you, the miracles, like keeping me in good health, and keeping me out of danger, physical danger and spiritual danger. This is praising God for that. He's able to do all these things, and He's doing them for us all the time. But we never mention that in our praise for God. I see people get in church and they go, praise the Lord, everybody. I said, praise the Lord. You saying to praise the Lord now? I'm not, why should I just say praise the Lord? That's not praising God. You praise God by praising Him for what He has done for you, and the opportunities He's opened for you, and things like that. But anyway, I'm not here to judge anybody, but just, to me, in my own, my little country boy stupid way, that's the way I look at praise. You know, praise, if you're going to praise me about something, what did I do? You know, and you get to know me and praise me, and so many people will meet a person. This is another thing that is on my, so many things are on my mind. I'm trying to get some of the things out to help somebody. If I can help one, this one man, you don't know what that did for me. This one man sent a letter that tells me that somebody is listening to me. And I got some other good things that happen. I praise God for that thing. Some things I can't tell you because you wouldn't believe. Anyway, it's not well, it's none of your business. I put it like that. Some things you have to keep to yourself. But anyway, I'm so happy that somebody is taking time to listen to me. This young man said he listens every chance he gets to listen to me, and he's learning a lot, and it's helping him. And I pray that what I'm saying is helping somebody else. Like I say, I have not always been a good guy, and I'm not all that good even now. You know, and what they call a good guy, a guy going to church and trying to keep his nose clean. I always try to keep my nose clean, and that's one of the things I say I thank God for. I praise God for leading me and protecting me during the years when I was out there in the streets. See, like I said, I have friends from all walks of life, and it's been that way since I was 13 years old. See, I left home when I was 13, and God has taken care of me beyond my wildest dream. I never dreamed that some of the things that I've seen and done, and people I know, and places I've been, and came out without a scratch. You know, and I just thank God for that. That's what I praise God for. I don't just say praise God just to be saying praise God, praise the Lord. You meet some Christians and the church will before they can open their mouths, and go, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and go right around the corner and talk about you like a dog. You know, so that's to me being a hypocrite. And I know some people close to me that do that. But anyway, I'm just happy to be here, and I thank God every day for being able to get up and clean myself up and straighten up my house and prepare food for myself and all that. All these things God is doing to me. You don't have to do that, because I know young people half my age, children that grandchildren older than some of the people I see that's in these convalescent homes and things. And God is good to me in so many ways. And some of you guys that's in prison, like I said last week, I think it was, that God has chosen some of you, you know, to be His children. Don't let the fact that you went to jail or got caught doing something wrong, sometimes that's the best thing could have happened to you. If you hadn't got put in jail, you probably would have been dead in some alley somewhere or something. So God knows how to work things out. He knows how to get your attention. Sometimes that's the only way He can get your attention, is to stop you from doing what you was doing. And some of you in there didn't do what they said you did, but you're still there. But take that time to get to know your Maker. This is the main thing I'm trying to get over to you. Take some of that time to get to know your Maker, your Creator, the one that created everything that is and everything that ever will be. Now, when you get to know Him and spend some time in His Word, getting to know Him, not just because you want to get out of jail and this, that, the other. But what I'm saying is, try to straighten the man out in the mirror. Don't worry so much about what other people are doing. That's a lot of time what got a lot of people killed in the streets when I was out there, you know, was meddling in somebody else's business. You know, we had a code, you know, it was the street code when I was out there. You know, you mind your business, spend half your time minding your business and the other half leaving mine alone, and you'd be all right. So it worked for me. I didn't know I was doing what God required, because God said, don't be a busybody. Don't be meddling in people's business and things. Let people do this and that and the other. You know, if don't talk about them, talk to a man. If you got a problem with what a man is doing, talk to him. Don't go talk about him. Put his name out in the street, try to, you know, downgrade somebody for what they're doing, because you don't understand, because you've never been there. I've never been some places. Some people I associated with, I wouldn't dare do some of the things they did, but I didn't have no problem with them because they didn't do it to me. I would talk to them about it sometimes, and if they would listen, fine. If not, well, we'd go on and do what we was going to do, let it be. And if we could learn to do that, you know, just leave other people alone. Don't try to straighten my tie and yours is all crooked. But anyway, I'm just glad to be here and glad to be able to know that somebody is listening, and I pray that I will be able, somebody will benefit from what I'm saying, even though I don't have it. I'm not an eloquent speaker. And I never claimed to be. I never claimed to be eloquent at nothing. Then I know at some things I did quite well. But like the word says, in a multitude of words, there got to be a lie somewhere. So I don't like to do a lot of talking, especially to people that I don't know. And I would love to know more people. But I don't get to know, and God knows who to bring into your life, and everything happens for a reason. That person that you think you don't like, try to get to know that person, and maybe you'll change your mind, because a lot of times, you know, people judge you by what they think of you. You don't know a person by thinking. What you look at a person and say, I don't.